This is episode 1137. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a week, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using an affirmation for simplicity. Simplicity is our theme we're exploring this week. And as you do today's affirmation, I want to help you out with your mindset. So I introduced the series in yesterday's meditation, and there I issued you a challenge for this week, a challenge for you to focus on this week. And I challenged you to do a form of voluntary hardship. Now, voluntary hardship doesn't mean you have to go out and do hard labor or anything of that sort. What voluntary hardship means is something that you could do that you have to put yourself out there a little bit, and you also need to make sure that whatever you do benefits not only you in some way, but the world at large. And I also mentioned to you in yesterday's episode, and I'm going to be sharing a quote with you today to inspire you with your mindset this week. The Stoics from ancient Greece and ancient Rome, way back in the 3rd century AD. And Stoicism was a philosophy of personal ethics, and it's informed by logic, but it's also a way to take you out of emotional triggers, which is what meditation does. That's why I give you a lot of credit for being here right now as you do this meditation technique in your meditation today, or maybe you're out walking and you're going to do this technique as you go about your day. It's all good. Just honor where you are on this journey. You don't necessarily have to be seated meditating. That will definitely benefit you, but you can still receive benefits simply by repeating this affirmation as you go about your day. Well, back to the Stoics. I want to share with you this information from Stoics. Stoicism is receiving a modern day resurgence. So you may have heard it before, and it follows a lot of the philosophies from Seneca and even Plato and Marcus Aurelius, who was a Roman emperor. And basically, Stoicism believed all people are manifestations of one universal spirit and should live in brotherly love and readily help one another. Each human being is primarily a citizen of its own commonwealth, but he's also a member of the great city of gods and men, whereof the city political is only a copy. This comes from Discourses, and this is a comment there on man's relationship with the world. So this emphasizes your hardship challenge for this week. You know, it's not always about just sitting down meditating. It's more about creating a lifestyle. That's why doing this challenge is going to benefit you as you meditate as well, and to actively engage in simplicity. Simplicity in a way where you're going to experience happiness and well-being without adding more, with even putting yourself out there a little bit more. So some examples of voluntary hardship are picking up litter. I see so many people walk by a discarded water bottle when it would be so easy to pick it up and throw it away. But it could be a hardship because what if there was something kind of messy on the bottle? Or what if there was still water in it and you put it in your car to recycle it at your home and then the water spilled out all over your car? Well, you can see where doing something for the good of the universe, all of us living here, can not always be so tidy. Even though you're doing something good, sometimes it can be a little messy. And that's where the hardship part comes in. But this is a beautiful thing for you as you explore a simplicity series. So let's get you, now that you have your mindset. Oh, actually, there's one more quote I want to share with you. It's also from a leader, a thought leader from the ancient world. And that is Leonardo da Vinci. And what does he have to say about simplicity? Leonardo da Vinci has this to say about simplicity. He says, "Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication." So, you cannot buy sophistication. You have to own it. And that's where today's quote comes in handy for you as you explore simplicity. The quote is, "I am enough." So this actually is not a quote, it's your affirmation for this week. I am enough. And many times when you feel you need a lot of things or a lot of food or a lot of exercise or anything you may do in excess, it's because you feel like you are not enough. Will you notice that when you pare things down in your life with simplicity, you realize you are indeed enough? So this is your affirmation for this week. Repeat it as often as you can. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, remind yourself you are enough. So as you're seated in your meditation, relaxing your body, repeat this affirmation using the power of your voice. So repeat it out loud several times. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And then repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. And then repeat it in a whisper. And then repeat it mentally, as you interiorize, becoming incredibly mindful of this moment as you repeat the affirmation silently to yourself. So go do this now in your meditation or as you go about your day, and notice how this really wakes up and activates you on many levels of your consciousness. I am enough. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation, half-hour meditation, where you could break off at the 15-minute point, whatever you feel ready for, I have a membership site, a subscription membership site, which is soon to be an app, very soon to be an app, and you get immediate access to over 1,000 guided meditations at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. There you also get a simplicity journal for this week, as well as a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you. So if you want to go a little deeper into your meditations and to learn more about meditation, head over there as an option, sipandom.com. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.